Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm your host, James Hilliard. And since it formed in 1937, South Plains Electric Co-op has placed a priority on offering excellent service to its members in the South Central Texas Panhandle. On today's episode of Connection Point, Stephen Latham, the manager of IT, is here to talk about South Plains' new video wall that displays real-time information to help the co-op monitor efficiently and respond quickly to power outages. And Stephen, appreciate you joining us today.
Sure, no problem.
Got to start right off with talking about some of those drivers behind this project here. What was it that led you all to decide, hey, we need to build a new video wall?
Well, we had a projector system that we had put in several years ago, probably about 9-10 years ago. The projector had gotten pretty old. We had replaced it a couple other times, and this last time I'd spent a lot of money on it, and it just wasn't going to last anymore. It's about to die. And then, on top of that, we'd kind of outgrown it. We decided we wanted something a little better that we could utilize the area more. You know, realizing resolution was a big factor in why we couldn't show more data than we could. We decided it was time to start investigating into some kind of video wall or other solution.
All right. Well, let's talk about, you know, kind of what the overall project looked like. Let's start out kind of timeline phrase. When did you start looking? And was it finally, you know, just that one last burnt out bulb, that one last problem gone wrong that decided, hey, we just have to make a change?
It really was. The projector was finally kind of on its last leg. We knew it was having some issues. It was starting to get dimmer and dimmer, even with new bulbs. So we knew, hey, it's either spend another, you know, 10 to 15 grand on a projector, or this is the time to tackle getting a better solution in there. So actually, you know, we started talking about it October, November of 2010, and kind of walked through, you know, options, and I did a lot of research, you know, trying to figure out a best solution, talked to different vendors, and, you know, finally called PC Connection up. We do a lot of stuff with them, and asked Dana over there what options they might have for us. We'd looked for some that were more software driven. And, you know, it was a good solution, the software was, but it really wasn't what we were looking for. It was going to give us some features that were nice, but really was more than what we needed. All we really wanted was the entire video wall to act like a single monitor. So, you know, the guys over at PC Connection came back and helped us find these monitors that we got, these NEC monitors, and told us kind of how they worked, and then they got NEC involved to help us find the right video card, and we just kind of walked through it until we got a good understanding, and it took, oh, probably 3 or 4 months of back and forth and back and forth of, you know, this is what we wanted to do, and then getting on the phone and either getting NEC on the phone or getting back with their internal experts until we all got our good grasp on what we wanted and then how we were going to do it. And, you know, once it came down to it and we decided that's what we were going to do and how we were going to do it, you know, and they finally were able to give us a price, it was tremendously cheaper than what we had seen with the software solutions. I had had one solution given to me that was actually very similar to this video wall that we did, but the starting price was $100,000. And, wow. I mean, we didn't even spend... that was only for 6 screens, and we did 12.
You mentioned we a couple times. What's your team look like, and what specifically did you do as the manager of IT? Did you have other team members, like, go out, get you information, bring it back, report in? Were you actually doing some of that dirty work, that due diligence, and doing the research?
I did all the research. What I would do is I'd bring that data back, take it to our upper-level management. There's a guy that's actually in charge of our dispatch area. And so, you know, I just let him know I'm trying to find this. He knew what I was looking for, but I would bring it back to him and say, okay, this is a solution. This is what I'm going to try to provide to you. And with him and one of the guys that works for him that's very technical also, but he has other duties, you know, we just spent a lot of time making sure that when this was put in place, that we were all going to be really happy with it. You know, we were real concerned about spending the money and then somebody coming in and be like, man, that's really not what I had in mind. And I really wished we hadn't done that.
Got to get that buy-in. Let me ask you this, Stephen. How did you approach, after you talked PC Connection, you got NEC involved, you decide, hey, you're going to go with this 12-screen system. I think in notes I saw it was something you had 12 46-inch monitors that you combined for this one large wall unit. How did you go about really the installation of that in terms of what prep was needed on your end, what teams came in to actually get this stuff on the wall, connected, everything like that?
We actually have a guy that does a lot of construction work for us. He's a contractor, just a local contractor, had never done anything like this before. And, you know, I'd been kind of keeping him in the loop once we knew we were going to do something and told him, hey, I want you to help me hang this. And the reason I had him do it was because he knows how to hang stuff and he knows how to make sure stuff won't fall off the wall. So to speak, we were really concerned about, you know, getting it hung and, you know, things not being square. And so brought this guy in. They had to demo the old room. We actually, the projector we were using was, we had set it up as a rear projection. And so we had to demo that room. And I kind of turned him loose. I gave him the dimensions of the TV, how much they weighed, all that kind of stuff. And they basically put some plywood up on one of our walls. We have cinder block walls. And then he took those mounts that came with these TVs and just kind of kept measuring things and looking at things, and then we put them all up there, and I actually helped him do it, me and another guy. And we kind of, as we went along hanging it, we figured out just little things here and there that would make it hang a little straighter.
Mm-hmm.
But it worked really well. The brackets that PC Connection and their guys found for us to use originally were going to be real nice. They were the accordion style.
Right.
And what we ended up doing was turning those to a portrait. All the screens are actually in portrait mode, and that completely changed the brackets.
Gotcha.
But it worked really well. The thing looks amazing the way we ended up getting it installed. So
overall, and maybe we go back to college and we rank this with a grade, A through F. I mean, how would you rank and overall talk about the project? Do you think it accomplished your goals? Was there any unforeseen goal that you've realized now that this project is done that you didn't really kind of go into thinking we have to solve this issue? You got an added benefit from it.
I would say, you know, if we were grading it, I'd have to give it an A. And the reason I say that is, you know, it turned out is good or better than everybody thought. In fact, I've had a lot of people that were in on these conversations. You know, they'll come in and they'll look at it and they'll use the system, and they'll tell me, they're like, this is better than anything I'd ever imagined it would be. It's a great picture. Everything's real clear. It's easy to use. We don't, like, the software was going to be real challenging because we'd had all the different data sources.
Right.
And with this, it's just basically like a humongous monitor for everybody to sit down and just use. So there was no training involved. It was just really simple. And the fact that we bought six, everybody was like, man, I sure wish we could do 12, because we knew with the way we were doing it, the video cards, we were going to be limited with 12 screens, adding a separate video card. So we were really like, man, I wish we could have done the 12 the first year. The installer had mentioned it several times, and I didn't even ask. And my boss calls me up and says, hey, I understand those are going really, really well. I found some extra budget money. Order the second six. And so that told me right then, because we'd had one storm since we'd put it in. And I had the guy that I was talking about that's in charge of that area, him, and another one of our upper-level management sitting in that dispatch area using these six monitors, and you know, they had such good feedback that they were able to come up with extra money for us to add another six monitors. So that told me right there that we did it right.
No, that's awesome. It tells me the same thing. You don't hear a lot of companies coming back saying, hey, here's some more IT money, go, you know, expand this project. It, you know, times are what they are, so that doesn't happen a lot.
Exactly.
PC Connection, next project you have, you're going to go back to them. Someone contacts you and says, hey, Steven, we're looking for a resource. You'd recommend them?
Yes. I, you know, we do some stuff with some others, but I like to lean on Dana over at PC Connections. He's always treated me right. That whole group, every time I've dealt with them, you know, has shot it real straight to me. If they don't believe something's going to work, I don't have, they'll tell me, and they help me out like this. They found me a good, you know, inexpensive solution that really met our need instead of trying to sell me something that was more than what we really needed. And, you know, that's something that's it's really hard to find nowadays. Everybody's got a solution. They just want you to take the solution and run instead of actually finding a solution for you.
Hey, with that, Stephen, we'll leave the conversation. Really appreciate you taking time and joining me on Connection Point.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
And if you would like to learn more about hardware, software, and services that are available to support your next IT project and how the in-house engineering expertise available from the PC Connection family of companies can save you time and money, contact your account manager. You can also go online, govconnection.com. The phone number is 1-800-800-0019. And if you would like to email, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that's going to conclude this installment of Connection Point.